dynamiting is a hazardous job which requires the skill of experts. I knew Jerry Harwin had contracted to blast away some coral where the pilings for the new marina were to be sunk, so I flew over to see how the work was progressing. From my point of view, everything seemed to be A-OK, so I flew on, not realizing the blasting was to have a near tragic aftermath.
He should have surfaced by now.
Yeah, he was going to set the timer for 10 minutes, which would give him plenty of leeway to get to the top.
Well, I hope nothing went wrong.
Oh, no, Don's an old hand at explosives. He knows all the angles. Something went wrong with the timer. Went off prematurely. Get into your gear, quick.
Like that can kill a man.
Hey, there's someone with him. Now, wait a minute.
It's a dolphin. That's what it is. It's a dolphin.
He's holding him up like he's trying to keep him drowning.
Well, I've heard of dolphins rescuing people from drowning, but I never thought I'd get to actually see it. Go get him, Sam.
Flashlight on the bottom.
I'll tell you what we do. We send Flipper down to get it.
No fooling, Dan. You've really done great.
Well, thanks. I guess I'm more eager to learn than most.
We got more at stake, huh, Jimmy?
Uh-huh. Imagine finding $1 million in sunken treasure. Sandy, why doesn't Dad take us to the Bahamas to hunt treasure?
Dad has other things to do, Bud. Besides, he doesn't believe in that sort of thing. Says only 1 out of 1,000 treasure hunters find anything of real value.
Well, I may just fool you and be that one.
Could be.
Anyway, we don't need $1 million. Just enough to get Jimmy here a real education, so he won't grow up to be a drifter like his brother, huh?
But I want to be like you, Dan.
Now listen, you're going to be a doctor or a famous scientist. I'm going to make that possible for you if it's the last thing I do. Hey, you want to try another dive?
Nah, we've had enough of today. Don't want to overdo it. Tomorrow we might try a deeper dive, okay?
Hey, look, there's Flipper.
Hey, Flipper.
What's he want?
I don't know.
Sounds like it's coming from the marina.
Let's go see what it is.
Something must have happened.
Star Empress. Sam, is he hurt bad?
It's too early to tell.
Well, what happened?
Something went wrong with the explosive.
Hope he'll be all right.
I better call my dad at 1-0. Use the radio inside. I'll be back in a minute, bud. Mr. Harwin, a job like that pays pretty well, doesn't it?
Underwater demolition men are pretty scarce. And if I don't finish this job by tomorrow, I stand a default on my contract. Right now, I'd pay top price if I could get a good man.
Mr. Harwin, you got yourself a diver. Dan Healy's the name. I'll do the job for you.
You're a demolition expert?
You might call me that.
Well, come on the barge. Let's you and I talk a bit.
Dan, no!
Show tomorrow morning.
I'll be there.
Be sure to study those charts tonight so we don't waste any time in the morning telling you where to lay the charges.
You bet. Come on, Jimmy.
Hey,
Sam?
Yeah?
Let's get this barge underway.
Why didn't you say something, bud? You know he's not ready to take on a job that almost killed an experienced diver like Don Everett.
Sandy, that's your opinion.
Opinion? You saw him dive with your own eyes.
Listen, Sandy, I think he was swell. And besides, you don't understand. He's doing it for his kid brother's education. I think it's a very nice idea.
You keep out of this, Flipper. What good is it going to do his brother if he gets hurt?
Sandy, I bet you if I was an orphan, you wouldn't risk your life for me.
That's not the point, bud. If I talk to Dan, I know it won't do any good. Now I'll have to tell Dad, and I'll bet Jerry Harwin will have to hire someone else to dive for him.
But that's snitching.
That's your opinion, bud.
His heart was in the right place, even if he wasn't using his head.
Sandy did tell me about Dan that night, and I tried unsuccessfully to get hold of Jerry Harwin to warn him against using Dan. In the meantime, however, Bud did his duty in the name of friendship.
I thought it only fair to let you know that, well, my dad speaks to Mr. Harwin. He'll probably get someone else for the job.
Yeah, and I'll be out the money. What does this have to do with Sandy, anyway?
Well, Sandy means well. He just doesn't want to see you get hurt.
Now, listen, I've read enough about explosives to know that there's nothing to it as long as you pay attention. That other diver must have been careless.
Well, Sandy says if you...
I wish Sandy'd mind his own business.
Dan, what's wrong?
Ah, there's nothing for you to worry about. Hey, why don't you get your bathing suit? We'll take a dip before supper, huh?
Okay. Are you coming, too?
No, I better be getting home. Well, I just thought I'd tell you. I guess there's not much you can do. But my dad is looking for Mr. Harwin.
Well, there just might be something I can do.
Dan's planning something that's going to land him in a mess of trouble. Now I wish I didn't tell him about Sandy telling Dad. Well, I was only trying to be honest with him. Hey, listen, Flipper. Why don't you sort of keep an eye on Dan? And if he does anything, well, come get me right away, okay? And remember, Flipper, those are explosives down there, and they can be very dangerous. Now, you be careful. blasting before anybody can stop him. He's probably too deep already. Boy, did I goof. I shouldn't have told Dan about Dad to talk to Mr. Harwin. Hey, listen, Flipper. You go down and make sure Dan keeps out of trouble. I'm gonna go for help, okay? And you be careful.
What are you talking about? What's wrong?
Dad, it's Dan Healy. He's out with dynamiting right now.
Now, wait a minute, Bud. Sandy told me he wasn't supposed to meet Jerry Harwin until 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I know.
But it's only 7, Bud. And I told you I'd call him before they went out.
Yeah, except Dan isn't waiting for Mr. Harwin. He's out there right now.
Come on, let's go.
Even experienced divers fear nitrogen narcosis. It's often called a rapture of the deep because it gives a false sense of security and well-being.
Thank you.
sure he could do it.
Well, saying he can do it doesn't mean he can do it, bud.
How deep were you?
Pretty deep.
Probably had narcosis.
The explosives, I set them to go off any minute.
Flipper, where is he?
He went back down.
Mind my own business.
Well, I think that's enough, bud. Let's just see that you keep those promises, okay?
Hey, Jimmy!
Dan! Here comes Sandy, Bud, and Mr. Ricks!
Hello, Mr. Ricks.
Hello, Dan.
Looks like you're pulling up stakes, huh?
Uh-huh. We're leaving to go back home this afternoon. You changed your mind about the treasure hunting, huh?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't such a hot idea in the first place. You know something, Mr. Ricks? This thing about trying to get rich quick. It may be all right if you've only got yourself to think about, but I hate to think what would have happened to Jimmy if Flipper hadn't saved me yesterday.
I'm real glad you feel that way, Dan.
Yep, as soon as we get back home, I'm going to find business to get into. Won't be like treasure hunting, but Jimmy will get his education just the same. Thanks to Flipper.